You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
7-5 on the money line, the Cardinals. The Seahawks are 5-8. And this one set at 3 as well, Gil. The Cardinals plus 3 are 20-21. The Seahawks minus 3 with the extra juice here at 20-23. This is, Gil, as you referenced, the most eagerly awaited clash this weekend. And a lot of people will be drawing parallels with the Cardinals last year and the points they were at in their season when they came up against the Seahawks back in November and got beaten. And then the Seahawks beat them again in December, and the whole narrative turned on the back of that one game last November. But the Cardinals healthy this year, and that might be the difference maker.
Remember, the Cardinals were 9-1 last year when they played the Seahawks. But, you know, that was a combination at that point afterwards of Drew Stanton and the absolutely horrific Ryan Lindley, who should not have been behind center as an NFL quarterback. Carson Palmer, as long as he's been playing since the beginning of last year, well, the Cardinals are 12-2 since he's been playing, but that was the big difference. He will be playing, obviously, here now. He was out last year because he had suffered a torn ACL just 2 weeks prior to that first loss against the Seahawks. So the Cardinals were a different team last year. We knew they were going to fade even after that great start, and they did. Mm. And Seattle, of course, got all the way to the Super Bowl and, you know, 1 yard away from actually winning it, as we know famously. But you look at this year, I think the story of the Cardinals, Dave, and by the way, both teams are coming off byes here, and this is really a referendum on the Seahawks. If the Seahawks lose here, not only are they not in playoff position, they're going to be below 500. So this is huge for the Seahawks. So the Cardinals this year, though, you know, second in scoring, 32.9 points, fourth in total offense and passing yards. Chris Johnson's having maybe the second best year of his career at the age of 30, which is just unbelievable to fathom. 6.7 yards per play, the Cardinals' offense, that's the best in the NFL. 8.9 yards per pass attempt, that's the best in the NFL. But the key is that they've done it against competition that you would expect them to excel against. This game against Seattle starts a stretch for the Cardinals. We're going to learn a lot about this team, because they're going to face Cincinnati next week after this. Then they're going to have to, down the stretch, face the Rams, the Vikings, who we talked about, the Eagles, who we talked about, Green Bay. All those four games are going to be in succession. And then they have to play Seattle again, as we just talked about, late in the year, the last game in January, on January 3rd. So this is big. It's fascinating from so many ways, not only a betting perspective, because is Arizona really a mirage? Are they for real now that they'll have to face much tougher competition? And on the flip side, is Seattle just not that good? And, of course, we can talk about them some more now.
Yes, they've been sensational in throughout Russell Wilson's career at home. They've been incredible. 28-3 is his home record. However, they're 4-4, as you mentioned, in the NFC West. They trail this Arizona Cardinals franchise by 2 clear games. And they haven't looked as good this season. I don't know what's happened, Gil. Maybe you can shed some light on it. But they don't appear to be the same side we saw last season in the National Football League.
Well, or the last couple years, right? I mean, you're right. 28-3 at home, including the playoffs. Remember that trade they made in the offseason when they traded Max Unger, their center, to the New Orleans Saints for Jimmy Graham, tight end? And, you know, the Seahawks' issues was we don't have a great tight end option. It'll be great for Russell Wilson to have that option. And we don't do very well in the red zone. Having Jimmy Graham will be phenomenal. Well, that has not worked out at all. Carson Palmer's fourth in red zone total QBR when the Cardinals have the ball at the 20-yard line or closer to the end zone. Fourth in total QBR, 16 touchdowns, zero picks for Carson Palmer. Russell Wilson is 28th. In red zone total QBR. He just has 3 touchdowns with 1 pick. And Jimmy Graham has just 1 touchdown for the Seahawks in the red zone. They've gone a half a season with their acquisition, and he has had barely an impact for the Seahawks. By the way, in contrast, Carson Palmer has a tight end that no one's heard of named Troy Nicholas. He has 2 touchdowns in the red zone. That gives you an idea about how futile Jimmy Graham's performance has been. The other issue is, and I talk about the Max Unger side of that trade, and I could quote you stats about how great the Seahawks were when Max Unger was on the field on the ground last year in terms of yards per carry. versus when Max Unger was injured as a member of the Seahawks, their run rushing production fell off a cliff. So it's not surprising that they don't have him at, now when they don't have him at all, that they're just struggling, period. And 7 sacks last year in the game against Arizona, that's how many Russell Wilson took in that game. But the first 7 games this year, he took 31 quarterback sacks. Now, he didn't 2 weeks ago against Dallas. They didn't take any. But that's going to go a long way towards determining the outcome of this game. Can they protect Russell Wilson? Because the first 7 games of this year, he was just getting crushed.
What's your gut feeling, Gil?
I'll take the point. I think the wrong team is favored here. I think this 3 points, a lot of this is because, listen, we've become acclimated to the fact that the Seattle Seahawks are, for the last couple years, a juggernaut in the National Football League. And at home in particular, we look at that team and we say how great they are. But the fact is that they're not good this year. They're not. Keep in mind, they didn't look great against a Jay Cutler-less Chicago team at home for a half. And then by luck, by a referee not making a call, they were able to beat the lowly Detroit Lions at home this season. So now you got Arizona. Arizona's going to score points. Seattle's not going to shut them down. They may shut them, you know, they may minimize the amount of points. Maybe Arizona's not going to score as many as they have been per game. But Arizona's going to score points. And I just don't think Seattle's going to be able to keep up with them.
I agree. Arizona Cardinals plus 3 at 20-21. Just before we move on to the Monday night football game, Gil, I was reading some quotes from a Bruce Arians interview as well, with the Cards head coach, and he was talking about his work with Carson Palmer, and it was refreshing just to hear him simplify things. And he was saying that he sits down with Carson Palmer before the game, and they go through maybe 20 plays they'll run on first down, 20 players they'll run on third down, and then they'll pick one, because he said it's not about coaching the absolute best play, it's making your quarterback comfortable with the play, and that's the key to quarterback coaching. It was nice to hear him, refreshing to hear him simplify things, really, Gil.
Yeah, and I think if you extend that, Dave, and you take it to young quarterbacks, and you think about guys like Colin Kaepernick or Robert Griffin III, who are guys who have the skill set to really tuck the ball under and run the football and are not necessarily, pass-first guys, although Robert Griffin, when healthy, was a tremendous passer his rookie year. It extends the fact that some of these coaches want to make these guys into something that they're not. And, yeah, being comfortable, being able to do things successfully, God, it seems so simple, doesn't it? But these NFL coaches, man, they have egos, like my way or the highway, and it doesn't serve them well, and I agree with you. I think Bruce Arians really gets it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.